in the games, and it's been like that for a while now. You need to keep believing in the process, what we're doing, and the philosophy. Carry on what we did, what we have been doing. They work very hard on the training pitch to try and get it right. And when it comes off, it's very, very pleasing. Very pleasing. We weren't far away on Friday night. And so it was a matter of, come on, can you go again. And to be fair to them, they did go again in the first half. Lost a soft goal, but showed character, resilience, a wee bit of resolve to come back and get back into it. And at 3-1 at half-time, the game, you could say, right, the game's dead and buried. We were fully switched on for that, and we had to manage it. We had to manage it in the second half. It might not have been flying forward on the front foot, but it was getting a bit of setting balls, helping each other, doubling up, and playing a wee bit more on the counter-attack. And when we did it, Dom got his goal. You always know we've got players that get in there, and Dom got his goal. Wish it was a wee bit earlier, right, just to take that off, but real good performance. I'm absolutely delighted for them.
You must have felt a result like that was coming, particularly after the way that you played on Friday night. You just didn't quite.
Well, it's not just
there.
Friday night. It's been a long time coming, a long time before that. And 4-1, we've always says, you know, we'll score goals, and just tonight they've went in. The difference tonight, our crossing was very, very good. And I felt in the first half our passing was, you couldn't get, you know, really, really good in terms of just cutting it in. And then, as I say, when you score the goals, it gives you a hand. So I'm delighted. You know, there's a real, at this football club since I've come, in terms, there's a real collective, for the boardroom, right, doing a real collective togetherness, a real, and everybody wanting the same thing, the same objective. We're all on the same path. We know where we are. We're not getting carried away with the result tonight. We know where we are. We know the consequences. We have to win football matches. But I just feel right through the top there's a real collective spirit for everybody to be, you know, we're all helping each other. And I think the boys have signed up for that, and the environment in which we're trying to create. And when you give the fans what we give them on, or even before, as I say, a lot of stuff, when we give them that entertainment, then it's a good place to be.
When you say the performances have been, you know, come in basically, when, what would that now do for the confidence, knowing that?
Well, listen, I don't get carried away, honestly. I know what you're trying to be aware of. I don't get carried away. I mean, football, it's, every game's different. You enjoy it for the night, maybe tomorrow, and then you come back. You have to be grounded and humble. And that's the message I'll be saying to the players. Keep yourself grounded, keep yourself humble, keep yourself in the zone. Teams know, and that's why I'm optimistic, because I know if we're at it and do the right things, we're capable of winning every match at the end of the season. But football has got a real bad habit of not giving you that. It's got a habit, if you stick your head too much above the parapet, it'll take it off. So keep our feet firmly on the ground, and we enjoy the night and look forward to one game at a time. We look forward to Inverness.
Tom, it's fantastic tonight. Two assists and a goal.
Yep, he's in the zone at the moment in time. He's found himself coming back for that injury, coming back. We've kept the reins on him. He's not a great patient. He's, but, you know, it's a mind game at times. You have to play with Dom. And, but when he's on that kind of form, then he's an asset to any team. Delighted for him. I am delighted for him. I've got, I link Dom, I link all that cockiness, that banter and all that stuff. It's right up my street. But he needs to know that, he needs to know when to do it, when to not to do it. And it's football first. And it's football over the last two games since he's come back in. He's been exceptional.
A word for Dennis as well. First,
brilliant, ain't it? Aye, brilliant. We had a dilemma there in terms of, because Dennis' injury, he's not done too much. He's been, so that goes down to the staff and Neely as well. Neely Alexander for working him, and we put him through his paces in small-sided games, really. So he's just coming back for that injury as well. I thought he was very, very good.
Was it Stephen Lawless came off there at the end?
Stephen took a wee cut to the eye, so he'll get a couple of stitches.
First ever goal for Josh Edwards, and nice to see him and Matt Todd scoring.
Yeah, another one that I've been here know about it. So, you know, that you think we always say when we go a goal down, you're disappointed, but it seems to bring the best out of us. You know, it like takes the shackles off us, and that was evident there tonight. So these guys, we all know what's at stake. We're under no illusions what's at stake here, but if we keep playing like that and playing with that spirit and that togetherness and that collective spirit, it's right about this stadium, for the boardroom right down to the kit man, then we'll not be far away.
I'll just ask you quickly about Lewis McCann, not in the squad tonight, he's injured.
He'll be ready to go Saturday, it's just a ligament damage, there's no dislocation or anything, just ligament damage, so he'll be ready to go Saturday. Okay?
Congratulations.